my vibes. I always trust my vibes. Don't ask me how I know, I just go with the flow. I always trust my vibes, my vibes. I always trust my vibes.
Hello, and welcome, you beautiful people. You are listening to Tallcast Psychic 101. No-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio, right here, live on BBS Radio. Every second and fourth Monday, I aspire to inspire you guys. And I'm all set to inspire you right here, right now, baby, because I have a very special guest tonight. I am so happy to introduce you to Sonia Choquette, the original sixth sensory teacher. She enjoys an international following. She's author of, as far as I know, 10 books and host to Trust Your Vibes on Hay House Radio. If you want to check her out, just in case you've been living under a rock and don't know who she is, just go to SoniaChoquette.com. And it's no wonder she trusts her vibes, because she grew up in a home that openly trusted their vibes. And I have to tell you, Sonia gave me three words of guidance a few years back that I remember and remind myself all the time. It's like my mantra, don't overthink it. Welcome, Sonia.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show today.
How does it feel to be interviewed by one of your students?
I love it. I'm proud. I love teaching the teachers.
Yes, I mean, I think it must be kind of fun because we both are on the same wavelength.
Well, that is my goal. I just love empowering people and really encourage them to be great and be big and be messengers. And so, well done.
Yeah, that
and
is what you've done
I'm
for me.
I'm just thrilled.
You know, I love your way of saying the sixth sense should be the first. You know, if the sixth sense was first, how do you think life would really be different?
Well, I think, for one, people would not be stuck in their heads, and that's where all fear-based consciousness is. So we would be communicating, and we would be experiencing life through our hearts, and we would be in a more expanded, loving, aware state. We would be free of fear, far more creative, far less physically ill, because we'd have far more stress-free lives. We would be creative. We would be inventing world solutions. And we would be experiencing brilliant personal relationships.
And, you know, if that's not enough to get you started on developing your sixth sense, I don't know what is.
I agree.
And, you know,
I don't know what it is either. It's like, what are you waiting for?
Absolutely. It's the future, isn't it?
I absolutely believe that we are right at the junction of a new kind of consciousness taking place.
I agree.
And we're the ones. We're the ones. It's like, you know, at some point a Neanderthal had to evolve into a human being, as we know today. And we human beings today are evolving into super conscious human beings.
That is exciting to me.
I really believe that's what we're here for.
You know, and when we're talking about this, when Sonia and I are talking about the super consciousness, this is, it's not just we people that work in the psychic business so much anymore. This is becoming mainstream.
Thank God.
Thank God is right. Isn't it about time?
Well, I finally say, anybody who isn't on board with using more of your brain power and more of your natural resources is really stuck in the dark ages and is part of the problem.
Oh, yes, that's such a good point.
I really believe that. And at this point, I just don't have time to convince the deadbeats. Like, you know, welcome to the 21st century. You're stuck in the dark ages, and it's time for us to begin changing the question.
And
the new question is not, is it real? The new question is, it is real, and how can I make it real for me?
Oh, yeah. That's so true. That
mm-hmm.
is so true. The flow is happening, whether you get on board or not.
Exactly.
And it is a river.
And it's too big to be in denial.
Yes, absolutely.
So anybody at this point that is suspicious or is hostile or unbelieving. They're just really stuck in fear, and I'm sorry, and we really can't indulge that anymore. We really have to get on board, because this, our sixth sensory consciousness is solution consciousness.
Yes, oh yes, it absolutely is. And you know, I can speak from personal experience. I always had a connection to the spirit world, but I didn't know how to use it until, and this is an honest story. I'm not just saying it because I have Sonia on the show tonight. Reading Diary of a Psychic by Sonia, that book opened me up in such a way I can't explain. It is one of my favorite of all her books.
Oh, I'm so grateful to hear that.
I so loved it, and I have a little story I just want to touch on briefly to lead into the next question I have for you.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, you know, when I was when I read Diary of a Psychic, I was so enjoying it I could hardly put it down. I would read it like every night before bed. And one night I heard a voice say, "Remember the name Charlie." Next time I turned the page of Sonia's book, there was a new chapter named Charlie.
I love that.
And you know, Sonia, I connected with him through that book.
I believe it, because he was a fantastic teacher.
Powerful.
And is now teaching a lot of souls through this portal.
Yes, yes. He and I had a connection for a while that was really a lot of fun. You know, we connected several times, and it seemed he kind of moved up a dimension or two. But he once told me, you know, when I said, "I think you're going to move up and I'm not going to be able to reach you." And he said, "Well, I could reach him anytime." He said, "Just call me up, like on the telephone." So
yeah,
later,
I love that.
Later I placed the call.
Good.
I got a virtual recording that said, and I heard this, "I am not available at this time. Please leave a message. I will return your call as soon as possible." Well, my feelings were hurt because he said to call.
Right.
And then I heard Charlie's booming laugh and this reply.
I could just see him having the time of his life with
this. His laughter is incredible. And he said, it's the same way in the spirit world when we call you and get no answer.
Exactly. Well said. Good point. And that's exactly what's going on right now. It is a two-way connection, and it's time for us to start picking up the phone. And the phone is in our hearts, and it resonates, it vibrates, it we all experience it slightly differently. Just like I had this new cell phone yesterday, and I was looking at all the different ringtones, and I thought, well, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, someone's ringtone is the samba, and someone else's is the booming bass drum in the gut, and another one's is the Tinkerbell up in the hairline, and it's just. But that veil that is keeping us from, and it's actually a matrix, that negative matrix is burning holes in it, and we are starting to bust through.
Yes, aren't we, though?
Yes, and that's why it has always been my mission to teach the teachers and teach the leaders, because we have to create enough collective consciousness and enough synergy as a group to begin to shift the whole. When, you know, someone once said that right now we're at about 22% of human consciousness in the sixth sensory frequency.
Wow.
But we don't have to get to 100%. We only have to get to 51%.
Oh, cool. I've never heard that before.
So when we get to 51%, we reach the majority frequency, and it flips the whole thing. So we're doing it, and these kinds of conversations are a big part of that.
I believe that it is. You know, Sonia, I know that there's people that are wanting to talk to you. But before we go to that, I just want to touch on one email question for you.
Mm-hmm, sure.
This is from Linda, and she lives in Florida. And Linda has helped form a company to build schools in the Philippines. She's a client of mine. She's a beautiful person. She says that bank funding has been painfully slow, government grant money has been promised, yet a bank loan has not been approved, and her company hopes to make a big difference both professionally and philanthropically. And her question is this idea dead in the water, or is it a project with success written on it?
It is a project that is going to succeed, but it is being seriously challenged by the sort of the last coughing, gasping breaths of the old consciousness. So she just has to keep holding on to it, keep pushing it, keep dealing with it, and there will be a breakthrough, but it's going to be challenged for up to a year.
Oh.
And not to lose faith.
Beautiful. I know she appreciates hearing from you on that. Thank you.
And I am so supportive of actually, one of the things that's going to be very exciting in the next 5 years, which is why this is so important, is our entire school systems globally are going to be shifting, and anybody who is in the arc of new creating new schools, new consciousness in schools, new education, you will be very much the main leaders of the next decade, so hang in there.
Oh, that I know she's going to absolutely love that. It's been a long road for her, and she's very dedicated. But
don't give up. It's just really the last contractions, and it will try to demoralize her. And so, this is the time to just hold the vision.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah.
the vision.
Yeah. I once told her that she was sort of at the end stage of labor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, just at that stage, and that is the transition stage where you. Where everything can either be lost or a new life is born.
Oh, yeah, so wonderful. I love the way you put that.
So we just really need, and one of the most important things in a transition time is to keep your intention on the outcome.
Absolutely, isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we all tend to wobble.
And, you know, I do want to say that I don't want people to underestimate the power of a vision. To hold a vision is a very powerful sixth sensory intention. You're creating it, and then the energies will be attracted to it, but that vision will be tested.
Isn't that so true?
And so just hold that vision. We will all hold that vision. Anybody who's listening and can just even for a second participate will amplify that vision, and that is how these things come about. You know, somebody envisioned somewhere, getting on a ship and sailing into the unknown, and they thought, everybody said, oh, God, and you're going to fall off the edge.
Yes.
And nevertheless, willing to perhaps fall off the edge, they sailed anyway, based on a vision. And that's how we even exist in the realm of the United States. So let's hold the vision.
Yes, let's hold it. This is the key, and I think all too often when we hit bumps and U-turns and setbacks, we assume that's a failure.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, let us understand the true function of the sixth sense. It isn't that we're just seeing things and you sit around and wait it for happen. What we're seeing is your creations in the matrix, and which ones are resonating with life, and which ones are collapsing. But we're just watching what you, the creators, are creating.
Wow, I love it. Oh,
so,
I love it. That matrix description is so wonderful.
Yes, so that is there's a naivete, and it's certainly understandable in the world that has not acknowledged that there is any such thing as the sixth sense, that it seems a little sort of magical and, you know, do you see what I can't see? But the truth is, what we see is your people's creative vibrations beginning to take manifestation first in the fifth dimension, then it comes to the fourth, and it comes to the third.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Linda's given a fifth dimension vision.
Yes,
right now,
is.
The fourth dimension is sort of like the highway at rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just can, you know, it's tricky there.
Yes.
And
yes.
All kinds of crisscrossing energy. That's the mental realm. That's the fear-based realm. That's the entity realm. It is like, you know, in Chicago we call it the Dan Ryan, which is the most, it's like the 12-lane crazy highway. So if you just navigate across that, then you drop it into the fourth, and there you go. All of a sudden, poof, there's your reality.
You know, that is so perfectly said, and I love that description of moving down through the levels like that. That's something I have learned from you and from other teachers, that actually our manifestations move down from the top all the way down to this realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting process. And once you understand that you're actually bringing a manifested vision, dream, desire toward you through those those levels.
Right, those frequencies, and it is very much like being midwives. We who have the intuitive insights to access the process see how it's being midwife, but we have no influence on whether or not you stay with it or abandon it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a funny, funny movie called Bowfinger. It's just this ridiculous movie with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, it sounds like my
And at one point, he has to cross a six-lane highway, and he manages. And I think anybody who wants to have a manifestation should watch this movie and get a good laugh.
Oh, it's so
they'll stick with it when they're getting discouraged.
Yeah, because laughter is so important.
Hey, you know, laughter clears a wide swath of protection around anything you're creating.
I believe that. I had a scary moment come over me one night just last week. And all of a sudden I had this, I don't know where it came from, but this giggle from really down deep inside, this full-bodied, real, genuine laugh.
You know what? You probably were picking up on some negative thought form coming in, and your spirit liberated you with that.
Isn't that so neat?
That is fantastic, and people need to hear this.
I was in the bathroom looking in the mirror when it happened, and I said, I love you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, good job. And this is the kind of stuff people need to hear so that they understand that that we're dealing with energy and we're disassembling and reassembling energy, and it's a whole new frontier, and we're not crazy, but we're adventurous.
Yeah.
And we're learning as we go.
That's so true. Well, Sonia, if it's okay with you, I'm going to open the phone lines and let a couple people get in here to ask questions.
I
know they're on there just like, you know, saying, come on, let me get on. So the phone lines are open, everybody. If you want to talk with Sonia Choquette, you know what the numbers are. 888-815-9756, 877-876-5227. We're taking calls for Sonia Choquette. If you have a question or a reading, we'll be glad to talk with you. There we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a question for Sonia?
I do. I'm just calling to see if she could tell me if I'm on the right track, if she can see anything in my future within the next year.
Well, first of all, let's get your name.
Okay. It's Maria.
Okay, Maria, there's two things I want to address.
Okay.
First and foremost, I'm a teacher, so I'm going to work from that place before I just give you a straight psychic answer.
Okay.
And I want to just wire this right back to you, and I'm going to ask you, are you on the right track?
I believe that I am.
Hallelujah, because that's what is important for me and for Karen to witness is that you are making very dynamic steps into following your own spirit, and you feel it, and you know it, and you sense it, and it's important for you to get comfortable with acknowledging that and not allowing yourself to be in a position to have anybody demoralize you. So that's why I want you to own it before I'll affirm you absolutely are. But what will be helpful to you is to be in the company of other creative people who are comfortable with their intuition and who are comfortable with talking about it, because I feel you're a little isolated.
Okay.
And you need more of what I say, you know, sort of find your peeps, so to speak.
Okay.
Are you thinking of starting your own business in some at least modest fashion this year?
Yes, I am.
Well, I want you to take that thought and make it a decision, because you are being intuitively guided, but you are not yet putting creative power behind it. And intuition will give you, it's like they give you the pearls, but you have got to grab onto them. You see what I mean?
Okay.
But the time is right for you to do it. So I really encourage you to follow and have confidence in your guidance, have confidence in your choice to start your own business, and don't waste any time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So there you go. All my love.
All right. Thank you.
I guess you could say, Sonia, that Maria should trust her vibe.
Well, the point is, I think a lot of people who call for readings really put themselves in a position of losing power. because they do have a vibe and they do know what they're doing, and what they really need to say is, I'm doing this and I want validation.
Yes, that is true. I agree.
Because I remember even at one point I was talking to a psychic woman and she said, oh, Sonia, you should never write. I just don't think that's your most comfortable medium. Well, the truth is it wasn't my most comfortable medium at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have derailed an entire future.
Oh.
So it's important to when we support people, I always like to say, now, is that a genuine question or are you just looking for validation? Because I'd prefer to give you validation because your intuition is working.
Oh, I love that.
And that's our highest function as messengers and teachers, is to really help people say, you know, you are on the right track. You know it. So you own it so that you, and once a person owns it, they never go backward.
That is so true.
So,
owning is key.
Yeah.
Owning is absolutely key.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another caller on the line?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Sonia's right here.
Hi, this is Althea.
Hi, Althea. How are you?
I'm very good. Well, actually, I've got this itch.
Oh, that's interesting. That definitely has to do with a couple of things. One, your itch is a change of frequency in your body.
Okay.
And it really is inviting you to change your whole health approach so that you can go to a higher level of awareness.
Okay. Health approach. What exactly does that mean?
More water, less animal proteins, more greens, and a lot more, just maybe a little bit more meditation time.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, this is great clarification because I was calling for the allergist today, and I knew that I could figure this one out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it had to do with just clearing out some rage issues.
I think so, and meditation will do that.
Oh, and it's meditation that will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so more meditation, definitely more vegetarian.
More vegetarian, more meditation, more greens, and more time just really taking your power back through meditation and looking at you don't have to go confront and get everybody on board that you're changing. You just need to just change, and they'll have to adjust.
What's a great meditation technique?
I am, on the inhale, free of limitation and bondage on the exhale.
Oh, and you just repeat that and say that with the breath?
Yeah, I am on the inhale, free of limitation and bondage on the exhale.
Okay. And is that all that you see that it is?
I really do, but like I want to say, you're changing your frequency. It really is a very different vibration. So your body is going to need to be addressed differently.
Okay.
And this is what allergies are. It's like the things that are coming in no longer serve the vibration that I'm holding right now.
Excellent.
So,
that's all I had. I'm excited just to do this work, and thank you so much.
Yes, all my love to you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You know, one thing I love about your information, Sonia, is it may be a reading type question for the individual, but it so very much applies to the collective as well.
I absolutely strive to say that what I always try to say on our conversation or any conversation who's ever listening to this, every question is a question that gets through that is addressing the greatest common denominator.
Yeah.
So every single caller is speaking for the whole.
Oh, I love that. And here's one more. Hello,
hi,
you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Sonia, just saw you at the LA Expo, and I really didn't know why I was going to go see you, but I went and saw you anyways and really enjoyed your talk.
I'm very grateful. Did you see me on Saturday or on Sunday or Monday?
I saw you on Sunday.
Good. Well,
right in on the aisle and really enjoyed your talk.
I'm so grateful, and I hope that you left with a real strong appreciation for your own beautiful spirit.
Yes, and the smile on my face,
mm-hmm.
and actually met some of the people that were next to me.
And that's part of what we need to do with Six Sensories, is part of the fear-based consciousness of the planet is isolation and mistrust of one another. And what will accelerate your intuition, what will accelerate the healing of the planet, is we start reaching past that fear-based energy and actually connecting, witnessing, and appreciating one another as kindred spirit.
You know, and I'm pretty good on that, and it leads me to the question that I wanted to ask you. I've got something kind of strange happening where I would naively extended a lot of credit to somebody in my business, but it turned out, I think, to be kind of a soul contract, but I'm going to have to sue them and try and collect.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to go about this with love in your heart.
And all that stuff.
Well,
he
needs the lesson.
What's that?
He needs the lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Well, you know, we're dealing often with people who are of a very kind of, I almost want to say, without sounding condescending, because I don't mean to at all, but kind of a kindergarten energy.
Right.
And just not really very conscious.
Right.
And so this particular person approached you very much as a child dependent. You give me what I need. And so this interaction of saying, look, you have to keep your word and give it back, you're helping him mature his energies. I wouldn't be overly ambitious, because I don't think you're going to mature him to the level that you would like to see him mature and take ownership of his agreements, but I do think you'll get some kind of satisfaction. Although I would also like to bring about your sentimentality and your emotional affection overrode your intuitive perceptions that really maybe made you aware that this was maybe not the best thing to do.
Yeah, right.
I think you were alerted on some levels, but saw the model of love and support, the old model, which is caretaking.
Well, this was just business. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think part of that is you might be picking up on the soul agreement part of it.
Absolutely. And I think your real soul agreement is to be his teacher.
Right. I've been picking up a lot, it's kind of like your last caller, which is kind of neat, your comment before I got on, which is, you know, one caller speaks for the other, which is, you know, a lot of energy around. In fact, I just wrote somebody an email today about that, you know, about how much energy there seems to be around.
Well, it's so exciting, because as I was saying, there, you know, at some point the Neanderthal had to become the human being. And we are at a threshold where the five sensory consciousness that has been the predominant consciousness, we are breakaway groups that are evolving and literally sustaining and vibrating and generating with more brain power and more vibrational and soul power than the five sensory dynamic. So,
sure.
You're feeling a truly genuine brain and biological and soul evolution.
Yeah, and it kind of gets tough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I got to go lay down.
Yes, and it's really a good idea to do that.
Right, like I said,
you can get overstimulated.
Today. I mean, I didn't know what else to do. It just got pretty intense, you know. But
I'd say maybe some headphones with some very calming classical music to get the nervous system is being fired at a higher rate than it's normally accustomed to.
Okay.
So it definitely can be a little bit kind of overstimulating.
Yeah.
You know, you're vibrating at a higher frequency than the traditional three-dimensional frequency. You're going into the fifth.
Right.
And so the body's going, well, whoa, wait a minute. And we kind of have to train our bodies to hold this higher frequency. So we're kind of in the midst of the learning curve.
Yeah. I noticed that is this observation real or not, that the energy kind of increases, like what they used to call like the witching hour? Like if I'm up real late, or maybe I'm just really tired and I notice that.
No, you know why it increases is because the mass mind is sleeping. So the highway that I was talking about, that, you know, that kind of psychic highway,
right,
is quieting down.
Yeah, because it gets, if I know if I'm up and on the computer at 2 in the morning or something.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot more download than you are going to be at 4 in the afternoon.
Right. Download. I love what people
do. Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I have to tell you, you know, I really, really enjoyed your high energy and, you know,
I'm very grateful.
Bump. I mean, you seem like, you know, you said your age up there, which most women won't do, and I was like, no way. She's
yeah.
30 years old. I was like, look at the energy. She's bouncing around like a ball up there.
Yeah, I definitely am filled with a love of life.
Oh, good. Don't change a thing, you know. Keep growing, and I'm very glad that I met you. And
I'm grateful.
Really,
thank you for coming. I'm so grateful, and I send you all my love and blessings.
Thank you very much. I just turned on BBS, and there you were again.
Yay, see?
I saw you a couple days
ago. Divine appointments.
Yes. Okay. Well, have a great one. Good night.
Thank you.
I just love the way he talked about you, Sonia, because if anybody out there has not been to one of Sonia Choquette's workshops or seminars, you should really consider it. And I say that from personal experience. The first workshop I attended with Sonia, I was a different person back then. I was very tense. I was way too serious. I was afraid to move with the music, and she threw me up on the stage with a few other people like me. And I can't put in words how it happened. Nobody said anything. Nobody did anything. But the breakthrough fell on me.
Yes.
And I haven't been the same since.
You won't be, because what you left was being yourself.
Oh, it was great.
Your liberated, divine, authentic self.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what I try to do in the workshops. I really am kind of an alchemist. I kind of crack the stranglehold of vibration and liberate people to expand. And it is a vibrational thing. It's not a do mental thing or a.
No.
It's a vibrational thing.
It is.
And it just is, the more of us that expand, once we get to that exponential mass, we're going to flip the planet, and then we're on our way.
And it's on the way, and it's going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
could there possibly be a better time?
No, it's happening, and we're in the middle of it. Isn't that exciting?
It is, and you know, we wouldn't be here if we couldn't handle it.
No. In fact, we're here because we signed up for it.
Absolutely, absolutely, which is really very grounding, just knowing that.
Right, that we are really hardwired to evolve.
We
might feel like, oh, God, I feel stuck or whatever, but just hold the vision that even if you want to be very grounded and practical, that I'm going to use more of my brain cells than I've been using.
Yes.
I'm going to activate more of the consciousness than I've been using. It's like I've been living in the closet and have a whole mansion to roam around.
Oh, isn't that so true?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's exciting once you, no matter what avenue you choose, to get into that flowing river, which is just and such an exciting vibration to it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what avenue you choose to get in there, once you're in, it's
there's no return. It's like the butterfly out of the cocoon.
Yes, it is. That's a perfect description.
There is no return. But you do have to kind of, you know, the caterpillar has to kind of melt down a little bit before
uh-huh.
the butterfly emerges. So have patience for the meltdown process. If you're in the midst and you don't know if you're coming or going, or if this, am I making this up? Am I hallucinating? Am I really getting in tune? Am I visioning, or am I just imagining? That's the melt process.
You know, and that's required for any kind of transformation, is for the old to sort of disintegrate and reform. It's natural with nature.
Exactly.
And it
so
goes
we
with
just,
our process as well.
That's a good point. We really do, I think anybody who's listening, we all accelerate in our evolution if we reconnect to nature.
Oh, it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. That is something I always enjoyed as a child, and now as an adult, many a time when I felt like I was just totally ungrounded and wacky and too hyper, all I have to do is go outside and interact with nature for a few minutes, and boy, balance comes.
Yeah, it's healing.
Very healing, and it
right.
doesn't have to be a big ritual or any kind of anything except just go out there and be
right.
there, be present.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, Sonia, I hate to say it, but I know you do have to sign off early.
I do, but if anybody wants to come on my radio show, it's on Wednesdays.
Yes, it's awesome.
Trust Your Vibes at, it's 2 to 3 Central Time, and you just go to hayhouseradio.com and come visit me at trustyourvibes.com.
And it is such a cool show. You guys will really enjoy it.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You,
I love connecting with you, and you're just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. I feel the same about you. It's mutual
thank
admiration.
All my love. All
thank
my
you.
Love to you.
All
and everyone you. Listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, don't stay where you are. Stay put, because there's still time for readings, and you can definitely have a reading by one of Sonia's recommended practitioners, namely me, Karen Tolkek. So the phone lines are still open. If you have a question or would like to have a reading, I'll be happy to help you with it. It's 888-815-9756, 877-876-5227. It was so cool to have Sonia on the radio show with me. I brought me full circle. Several years ago when I first saw her and she threw me up on stage because I was afraid to jive with the music, who thought that I would be talking to her on the radio? You know, life is amazing. I see we have a caller. Hello, who's on the air?
Hi, Karen, this is Elaine.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a couple of months, and I just wanted to see what you have going on, what you see going on for me in the next few months.
Well, what I really see for you, Delaine, is very much a need for you to simplify and really kick back and let your body relax and take very good care of yourself. I happen to know that you have a lot of issues that, if you were to look at it from a mental standpoint, they're very pressing and seem very like they need attention in the immediate sense. But for you to really stay in the best place you can be in order to receive guidance and to have everything fall into place like the universe really wants it to for you,
mm-hmm.
you very much need, and I probably the last thing you want to hear, but you need even more time to rest, to heal, to read uplifting material, be outside in nature a little bit, very carefully feed your body the right foods, and just sort of trust that the universe has you in the cradle, and that you're safe, and that answers are going to come. Keep your antenna up, keep watching for it. But the most important thing is don't try to do anything right now except just be.
Just be,
you know?
Uh-huh.
Some deep breaths, and just when you start getting tense and feeling like I have to do these things, just make yourself stop and take 3 slow, deep breaths and let life take care of you, because you've taken care of a lot of people in life. And it's time for life to take care of you, and you can trust it because it will.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called.
I know.
It's good to hear your voice. You sound good.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you. So any concerns that I have regarding health issues, it's just that it's part of the healing process and weight?
That's really what I see as part of the healing process for you. There's going to be changes that are going to say, well, what was that and what's that? You know, of course, stay in touch with your physicians because I happen to know you have kind of a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But these are sort of like bumps in the road of your healing process is how I see it.
Okay.
So the hardest advice and the advice you least want is to take it easy. But
okay.
That's what it is.
And we know that. We know that's hard for me.
I know.
Okay, but I will take your advice to heart and do just that.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
So as I was saying, stay right where you are, guys, because I'd be happy to answer your question and help you with it. You know, I'm one of Sonia's practitioners, and I'd be happy to help you with any questions that you have. Plus, you guys know that I do readings every week on this show, and I love talking to my callers. So just dial the numbers, and we'll keep talking for a little while. Now, while I'm chatting, you guys go ahead and put your call in if you have one, because I'll just stop and we'll chat, and then I'll go back to what I was saying before. You're not interrupting in any way, okay? So, while we wait for a caller, let's just take a look at the subject of balance. And here's why. Well, I think we'll take a call instead. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Yvonne Dreams. I got through.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's up? What can I do for you?
Well, I don't, it's so funny. Sonia's pretty much every reading she did for me was, I mean, for others,
mm-hmm.
I got something out of it.
Wonderful.
So, definitely. So I'll say if you have anything for me or if you want me to think of something, when she told the woman about the creative, are you starting something? You just needed validation. So I thought, okay. Then the girl has the dizzy. No, she didn't have the dizzies, actually, the itches. I've been having the dizzy. So I kind of took her answer too, but I mean I actually ended up in the emergency with a bad vertigo.
You did.
It's an inner ear thing.
Well, I see that your vertigo was the kind of thing that was so intense that you really thought you were going to hit the floor, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You.
I went to the emergency.
What I see with what's going on with you, and of course I know that you're very intuitive and sixth sensory yourself, but what I see going on with you is a couple of things. Like Sonia said, you are shifting and transitioning, and as so many of us light workers are. But in addition to that, I get the vibe or sort of a ping about some hormonal issues happening with you. It has to do with changes in your body around the endocrine system and hormones. It isn't anything like anything really terribly bad that needs a diagnosis. It seems to be sort of a natural process. And also, I have the feeling that you might have in your physical body a tendency to, when you skip meals, sort of bottom out with your blood sugar.
Yeah.
In other words, fatigue sort of hits you sometimes really kind of overwhelmingly.
Yeah, and I make sure not to skip the meals, but fatigue hits me overwhelmingly.
Yes.
I don't stop.
You're doing a lot of transitioning within your personal self, and your growth is just phenomenal right now,
yeah.
Incredible. And it's almost like daily changes. But you also have a healing practice that is a wonderful thing and part of your growth, and it isn't something that you should set aside. But it is oh so important that, and I know you know this, but it bears saying again, when you work in a healing practice, it's so important to observe, not absorb. That's one of Sonia's comments on it. And sort of stand back from that. I do see, I'm getting a blip right here on the, you know, little headline thingy for you. Some kind of a business opportunity coming up in the very near future, this year in 2009. Unusual opportunity that involves not just a solo practitioner, but you with some other people. It also has dollar signs with it, so that's a good thing, huh?
Oh, what was the second part about people?
It involves other practitioners rather than you working solo.
Okay, cool, because, you know, I haven't done the healing work actually for a few years, actually done it in the real business sense, but what you said about taking on and et cetera, with family. I always write, you know, I'm always sharing the stories of, I may not have actually had clients lately, but with family and friends, I've still been working.
Yes.
So you're right on there.
Yes, you're a very sensitive being, and you genuinely have a sincere desire to give. But the lesson for you, and I know you know this, it's confirmation, that you must take care of yourself in order to take care of others.
Yeah.
And it is something that periodically it's almost as though you kind of drift away from it and you have to sort of touch back on base with that and, you know, get your balance back.
Yeah,
but you have some opportunity coming this year. I just really like the vibe of it. It looks, and it has dollar signs around it, and I love that. Something creative.
Funny you say something creative, because when you say changing daily, and you say, you know, balancing, it's funny you use the word balance, my dizzy spell made me realize, and you're right, hormonal, I went through menopause,
mm-hmm.
I'm in menopause, but dizzy spell and balance, I just had to tell my family again, my mom in particular, I had to pull away.
Good.
Because it was time to take care of me. So what you just said is so true, and when you say changing daily, it took a couple of weeks, and I feel reborn. My energy is mine. I feel good. But when you say creative, this week, that was maybe going to be a question if I had one. I'm someone who draws stick people still. but I woke up in an artsy-fartsy mood. I'm painting. I'm decoupaging. I got things coming. I'm going to make, these little jewelry things under glass. I just had this big creative bug this week, and it feels fantastic.
Oh, it's so good for you, and it really is a very integral part of who you are. And it's, whichever way your creativity goes, it's going to be a joy to follow it. And I really somehow feel that this is going to be a connection with your healing work, this new burst of creativity. I don't know exactly how it's going to tie in, but in addition to, you know, the creating beautiful things, I have the feeling that you have a way, this, it may surprise you, you would do well on a stage. You have this ability, it has to do with humor and making people feel comfortable. And it doesn't mean literally on a stage, like performing or doing stand-up or anything. But this piece of you that is just so unencumbered creativity and silliness is part of what you have to offer in healing people.
Yeah, I totally understand. Even if I were to teach the art that I'm doing, I mean, that's a little mini stage.
Yes,
I can see me being humorous. And the reason I say that, I'll just end and let somebody else get in. When you say healing, I didn't do it. When I say creative, it's not like I'm going to make money. I just was in a real funk. I had to let go of family again. Okay, what am I going to do? And so I'm actually on my own doing what I'm calling art therapy. I did for my own self.
So cool.
Yeah, for my own self.
Yes. That may be exactly where you're headed to in 2009, is developing this more.
Okay, yeah.
And it's all yours. It has your stamp on it. It's unique. And, you know, just absolutely go for it.
I will.
I'm so glad you called.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad
you got through.
I've been making dinner with one hand and dialing with the other.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'll let someone else get through. It's been great. I'll continue listening.
All righty. Bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so as we were saying, you know, we're evolving so rapidly from the restrictive ways that have held humanity captive, and these ways are beginning to fall apart. You know, the mainstream media and traditional religions are just losing their grip on us. But, you know, we're waking up, which is wonderful news in the long run, but it can be difficult to maintain mental and emotional steadiness. You know, can you honestly say you are spiritually poised? Do you know how to provide a counterbalance against the influences of changing times? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about my health. I've been having some really difficult problems lately.
Well, you definitely have a couple of things going on, and one of them, from what I can see, involves what you're putting into your body, what you are consuming and what you're eating. And I see that there is a sensitivity as far as sugar goes with you. Desserts and sugars, something about those foods is not particularly helpful to you. It doesn't even have to be in, you know, a large amount or excess, but the sugar aspect of your diet is something to look at.
Okay.
And I also see, like Sonia was talking earlier about some allergies, I also see something around the foods, which check this out for yourself and see, but I'm picking up a vibe around wheat and eggs. And so these reactions to some of the foods may be part of the reason you're having some health issues, but there's something else going on with you that I feel would, and it's not like I'm saying it's something really bad and terrible so you need to go to the doctor, but I do have a prompting, a leading to tell you to just go have a regular checkup, because there's some little quirky imbalance somewhere that is easily corrected that should show up if you go have a checkup.
Okay.
Okay? And your ultimate good position is really radiant health, because you've had it in the past. You are a healthy person.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand. I've just been having so many problems, and, you know, the doctors aren't finding nothing, and yet my body's just telling me, you know, there's something wrong, you're not feeling
well, you know,
good.
You're right to listen to that. And I do feel that some of it is food allergy, possibly environmental allergy as well. And something that I've just picked up that would be very helpful for you, as simple as it sounds, is a daily walk.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big athletic deal. But an outdoor walk every day, paying attention to nature and listening for information about what's going on with you, because your body's talking to you. And it's really an easy fix. Isn't that good, Nancy?
Yes, it is.
It's just an easy fix. It's just a kind of a matter of balancing diet and lifestyle and taking care of yourself.
Okay.
You're going to get your bounce back.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I want to suggest before we talk some more about keeping your balance, because we're getting kind of close to the end of the show. You know, there are so many simple methods that we can use to calm and balance ourselves during these shifting times. And you don't have to be a guru or a yoga master to use them either. You know, these emotions like fear, anxiety, depression, all emotions that will block your ability to receive guidance. And when doubt is biting at your heels, it's even more difficult. You know, ask yourself, would you be capable of remaining grounded and centered on the inner inside when the internal or the, when the, remaining, sorry, let me start over, grounded on the inner when the external is exploding in multiple ways? Well, it's important that you can, because the saying, as within, so without, is very true. Now, one thing I want you to try, just try it right now really quickly. It only takes a second. Next time you need information and you're all locked up in your head and you're in the mental plane and you have anxiety and you're nervous and maybe there's a time limitation or you can't seem to think straight or relax enough to receive guidance from the spirit world or leading, just do this. Stop whatever you're doing. Just stop moving. Whatever you're doing, and right now just stop if you're moving around. Just stop for a moment and put your right hand over your heart. Close your eyes and take a really deep breath in and a deep breath out. Really full, all the way out breath. Now, when you do that, something will shift, and it may be subtle or it may be very noticeable, but I guarantee you that will take you out of the stressful, anxious mental plane or your head. It'll help you take the elevator drop down into your heart. And that's important because that's where guidance comes in. And it also puts you back into your body. And it's important we are in our bodies because guidance comes to us in an organic way through our bodies. When you know you're inside your body, be in there and know it's a holy place to be. These amazing times can and will be overwhelming at times, but you can find your balance within and then devote some time to maintaining it. The outdoors and nature is important. Physical activity is important. And so is tuning out the negative talk in the newspapers. Physical action. And when I say physical action, I'm talking about activity that gives back to you, like yoga, walking, riding a bike or a horse, hiking with a picnic lunch. You know, those activities are really more nourishing on more levels than an intense cardio workout in a noisy gym, although there's nothing wrong with cardio. And the best suggestion I have is to put on some great music and dance with your kids, your dog, or your partner, or by yourself. Music and movement combined will raise your vibration. When you move, your spirit wakes up and your cells respond. And if you cannot groove to the music, consider why. When people cannot move freely, it usually means they are too serious, are stuck in controlling mentality, or have somehow lost the joy of life in some way. We have time for one more caller. Is somebody still on the line?
Hello,
and wants to get
I'm
in
waiting.
There?
Hello.
Hi, who's on the air?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for a while, and I didn't know. I've been kind of yelling.
That's okay. What's your name?
My name's Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne. And what's your question?
Well, I'm so driven. I mean, everything you just said would apply to me, and I resist it like crazy. I never had much energy, and now I have a lot of energy, and I'm just squandering a lot of it.
Ah, okay.
Just going to 1 o'clock till I drop. I mean, I don't like to stop to eat. I go till sometimes my heart beats fast, and then I get up and I go. I've always been like this, but now that I'm healthier, I'm worse.
Well, here's what's happening to you. You are so happy that you can tap into an energy reserve that you're just like kind of going overboard with it, and all you need to do is come back to a happy medium. And you also need to learn how to have an everyday balance and somewhat of a structure to spread your energy around equally to the right areas where you want to really put your attention. The first thing I recommend for you, and it's going to sound really simple, but regular meals at regular times.
I'm bad about that.
A bedtime and a get-up time. And here's why. The reason that's important is that has to do with your inner balance and your ability to be able to hear spirit. You know, spirit reaches us through our bodies very often and our hearts, and we have to keep all of those things working in a healthy way for us to be able to stay in tune. And you're going so fast that you actually could miss a message right now. You could have your open line to spirit on call waiting and miss the call coming in, like we were talking about earlier, because you're going you're going so fast. Be happy and be happy that you're well, but start putting into practice the ways that you need to know to continue to be healthy and to really accomplish the things you really want to do that are going to make a big difference.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we're running out of time. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm so glad you got to hear Sonia. I want to say just thanks for tuning in to Psychic 101. I'll be back on March 9th. Watch out for a special two-hour show with Tall Cat and none other than Allison Bauman, host of Visible by Numbers. That's right. Psychic readings combined with the ancient, beautiful art of numerology by one of the most talented numerologists I know of. Remember that once we release the programming of the world's ways and our personality, the heart opens and the essence we call spirit emerges, and it resonates with the entire universe. Stay tuned next week for Ginger's Path of Power with Calexis next Monday here on Station 1. Now hang out for a moment, because I'm going to send you out with a little more Mark Stanton Welch, Trust Your Vibes, and I suggest you sing along with it. Put a little groove in your moves. I dare you to stand up. I double dog dare you to stand up and dance with your spirit. Yeah, baby.
My vibe. got the power, we got the power.
Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallcat with a K, Conley.com, because you know you've got the power, baby.